Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
All right, welcome back as we are live here at Boomer Jacks. We're in Katy.
Got him.
A little aggressive there. Check out. Look out on the.
That's Matt's way of flirting.
Yeah, it is. Look out here as he almost fell down there. Look out here as you'll never know how loud this voice will be. But we're here at Boomer Jacks here in Katy. Come on out, 2 to 6. Plenty of prizes. Congratulations. We already have one winner today who took home. Academy Sports and Outdoor Wars gift card. You'll have a chance to take one of those, and you have a chance here at Boomer Jacks to sign up to win a pair of potential tickets to the game in November between A&M and the Texas Longhorns. And before we get to our weekend hot take, 713-572-4610, YouTube and Twitch, you can jump in and send yours in as well. You think these are potential must-win games this weekend for those two teams, A&M and Texas? You think these are must-win? I know Texas has Oklahoma at home after coming off the loss to Florida, and then A&M is playing that Florida team that just beat Texas, but they're doing it without their quarterback. Florida is DJ Lagway. You think these are must-win games for them?
Yeah, I do. I think, and it depends on, we'll put it in context. Like, I think A&M could survive a loss here and still go to the college football playoffs if they went out. I mean, obviously, but
you'd feel a lot different about them if they lost to Florida without DJ Lagway at home.
Yeah, I mean, I'm just
those jerseys.
As you start looking through the A&M schedule, you got to win the teams that are layups. Like, I say that knowing that Arkansas is one of those layups for anybody out there who wants to get pissed at me, right? But Florida is one of those right now where you got them at home. They don't have their quarterback. Their coach is on the hot seat. He's been on the hot seat for a year plus. These are the kind of games that just – you got to prove that you're a program that's above slipping up in these moments. Because let's be honest, you got Missouri coming down the pike that right now is a lot better than maybe a lot of folks even realize.
We'll learn a lot about them coming up on Saturday.
But right now you got LSU, who their defense is special. Now their offense is sputtering, but their defense is special. One of the better defenses in the conference. And the schedule on that back end, you got about three games that are going to be tough games. You'd like to give yourself the ability to slip up in one of those games, maybe give yourself a little bit of grace, a little bit of wiggle room to slip up in one of those late season games and still be viewed as a top 10 football team. You lose to Florida, you damn near got to be perfect the rest of the way out, right? And so I think for that reason, it's a must win for A&M simply because this is an opponent. I've said it for years, and I hope A&M fans, I mean, view this as respect. I mean, A&M is a school. A&M is a football program that has the dudes that you can compare to anybody in the country. When they walk out on the field, the eye test, when they walk out on the field and when they get off the bus, they can stand toe-to-toe with anybody in the country. And their program is yet to prove year in, year out that they can live there, they can stay there. I think this is a real chance for them to do that. And I think in order to do that, you got to knock off Florida at home. You got to get Florida
can't lose
at home.
Florida at home. Yeah.
Well, you got to give yourself a little bit of grace, man. I'll say it now, which is it's obviously they're kicking ass, so it's not you know earth shattering. I think they're a definitely a playoff caliber team, but they're a team that I could see winning a national championship. I think potentially they're that good. Their quarterback's coming. Offensively, they're coming. The one thing is you can't slip up and put yourself between a rock and a hard place late in the season because it is it's a tough schedule down the stretch. And right now, at least looking I think they got three opponents right there, Missouri, LSU, and I can't remember who the other one was. They got three opponents right there late that I think are it's going to be tough sledding. And so, for A&M, I think this is a must win. If you're going to be a national championship caliber team, a college football playoff caliber team, I think you got to get this one. You can't slip up against this one.
They got that run there at the end of the year, LSU, Missouri, South Carolina, and Texas to end it with Samford as kind of another layup game there. I'm not going to say that you undo the Notre Dame win, but if you lose to Florida, it's like, damn, all right, you know, you dropped one that especially with the backup quarterback. I just think for guys like Tyler and other A&M fans, the confidence level would really drop in what this team could be if they were to lose at home to a Florida team without their quarterback.
Yeah, yeah. So for that, you know, from a national championship, from a college football playoff perspective, and giving yourself a little bit of grace, I think this is a must-win for A&M. Now, Texas, on the other hand, I think it's easy. If you want to salvage this season to any degree, you you want that late season A&M Texas game to even mean anything beyond the right, it's going to be big. It's going to be unbelievable. But if you want it to mean anything from a record perspective, you got to right the ship, man. I'll be honest with you. I see how they do it. They've got everybody wants to pile on Arch Manning, and Arch has been bad, no doubt about it. And I understand that. I understand the world and how it works. But the reality of it is, Texas is in trouble because they've got offensive line problems. They got speed problems. They got a quarterback problem. They got a lot of problems. And I don't know if they can clean it up. But if you want to get this thing moving in the right direction, knock off OU this weekend, and a lot of your sins will be forgiven.
Believe it or not, they still have a shot to get to the college football playoff. I mean, they've got the loss to Florida, but it's a road loss. But their loss to Ohio State is a close one. But they beat Oklahoma. They beat A&M. They beat like the teams on their schedule. Like they got a chance, but they lose this one. It's a wrap. So yeah, I'm with you on that. All right. Let's grab our weekend hot takes. Now, last week, clearly I was the closest, I think I nailed it. Maybe, you know, by technicality, give or take here, it may not have been hit. I'm gonna do my weekend hot take, Clint, and I don't know if it's a smoking hot take because they are both ranked, but I'm gonna say Illinois, who did have 63 put on them by Indiana earlier this year and got just housed. I'm going to say number 17 Illinois will beat number 1 Ohio State this weekend.
Oh wow!
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
That's my hot.
That would be that's smoking hot.
Is it? They're 14.5-point underdogs. They're,
that's a big one.
Yeah, I got. Yeah,
now
I think
Ohio State's the best team in the country. So I hope I like Brett Bielema, man. Brett Bielema's a good dude, man. I'd like to see him knock off Ohio State. That'd be big.
I like it, but I don't know. Now listen, I'm a little nervous about how they looked against Indiana. I think Indiana's a really good football team. I think their quarterback is serious, but I don't know, man. Ohio State, we'll see. We'll see. I think they've scored against the Minnesotas of the world, and I mean it just looked really easy. I think Illinois is going to give them a little bit more trouble. So I'm gonna go with Illinois, and we'll revisit this on Monday. Illinois will go in and beat the number one team, Ohio State. What's yours? What's your hot take?
Well, I'm gonna lean into my Razorbacks, man. Fire their head coach.
No.
Got a bye week. They're going on the road, playing in Knoxville, Tennessee Volunteers, number 12 in the country. We got an offense and a quarterback that can very easily put up 35-40. The key is, what does that defense look like?
Yeah.
And the defense, they couldn't get no worse.
They got a bye week now.
I mean, you ever see an interim coach fire the entire defensive staff, but within 24 hours of him becoming the interim coach? He did that. The defense could not be any worse. So I think the defense is able to at least make a couple plays. And I think Arkansas is going to upset Tennessee. I mean, you look at what Tennessee's done. They beat Syracuse. They beat ETSU. They lost to Florida in overtime. I mean, Georgia in overtime. They beat UAB, and then they beat Mississippi State in overtime. It's not like they're ungettable. It's not like they've ran a gauntlet and got major wins on their schedule. A lesser team in Mississippi State has already taken them to overtime.
So, yeah,
I just
that just fired their coach.
Yep,
just lost. They lost to Memphis and just got absolutely destroyed. Was that at home?
They got destroyed by Notre Dame. Yeah, was it at home? Hell, I stand on the sideline, man.
That's right. I didn't mean to remind you.
I mean, it was. Fortunately, these days I had a two and a or a one and a one and a half and a 3.5 year old at the house, so I couldn't drown my sorrows to the degree that I wanted to. I wanted to take gummies and drink.
Oh my! Okay.
Gummies and shots.
Text line coming through. Ron is high. Stop it, Ron. Illinois barely beat Purdue. It's a hot take. I'm going for the. It's the hot take. All right. All right. Now listen. My hot take crushed last week, all right? Like I told you last week that Buffalo was going to lose, that the Patriots going to go on the road and beat Buffalo, and that Drake May would outplay Josh Allen. And I nailed it. I like that hat, sir. And I nailed it, all right? So let's reel it in. Now, I'm telling you, I expect you, Sally, Darren, Still the King, all of you to text back. I expect all of you to text back. You are the greatest. You're right. We're wrong. All right. As soon as that happens, damn it.
You're all handsome. Right, I'm ugly.
Thanks, Chubbs. Shout out to Chubbs. Yep.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.
The Toyota Tundra and Tacoma are designed to outlast and outlive, backed by Toyota's legendary reputation for reliability. So get in a Tundra with the available iForce Max hybrid engine, delivering exceptional torque and towing capacity. Or check out a Tacoma. With available off-road features like crawl control, it can take you beyond the trails. Toyota trucks are built to last. So don't wait. Get yours today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.